Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, with my co-host, Veronica McMillan. And Veronica is vacationing this week, so she won't be joining me on the show, but we're still going to give you some great information with our guest tonight and hope that you can gain some knowledge about what the guest is going to talk about. So we're really excited about our special guest tonight. So in case this is your first time tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show, I'm Francine Humphrey, and I am the CEO of Issues Concerning Women, so I want to welcome you to the show. If you are a longtime listener, I thank you as well. Our listening audience ratings have been going up, so we thank you so very much. So please continue to tell your friends and family all about our show. We're on every Thursday night at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we're looking forward to every Thursday night and bring in a special guest when we can. So I'm so excited. So while we are getting set and getting ready, I hope you had a joyful July 4th holiday. I know some people are off until Monday. Yay for those folks. And I hope that everyone was safe and that you enjoyed your family and friends and got out to do something fun. I know probably it was a lot of cookouts and just good old time being with family and friends. So, you know, just please continue to, you know, be safe and all that as well. So I am going to tell you a little bit about Issues Concerning Women. And we are an organization that was started in 2007. And it is all about helping women to reach their long-term and their short-term goals, assisting them in areas of business, careers, housing, finance, and life skills. Veronica McMillan, who is my co-host, her organization is the Micro Nonprofit Network Incorporated. And she helps small nonprofit organizations become fundamentally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for 501c3 organizations. We are here to offer advocacy services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. So if you are ready, we're going to get started with our show tonight. And my special guest is Mrs. Sharon Addison, and I'm going to bring Sharon on the line so she can say hello. Good evening, Sharon.
Hello, Francine. Can you guys hear me okay?
Just fine. We can hear you very well. How are you?
Loud and clear. I'm doing well. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for agreeing to come on our show. I've been planning to ask you for months and months and months, and then I was like, you know what, I just need to go ahead and ask her. And for those of you who probably, if you're listening online, Sharon is a radio personality herself. So we're going to get into that in just a few minutes. But I just want to read you a little bit of her bio. Sharon Addison is a speaker, author, and entrepreneur. Ms. Addison is an RN. She's a best-selling author and an award-winning radio personality. She is also an international speaker, a board-certified coach, and an empowerment life strategist. Ms. Addison encourages her clients to trust and embrace their passions so that they can discover their purpose, gain more flexibility, and profit from their passion. Her goal, her global vision, is to get 2 million women, y'all heard me, 2 million women, and some brave men to take their dreams from visions to implementation. So without further ado, Sharon Addison, I want you to tell these wonderful folks a little bit about you and your RN career, because we're going to talk about that first, and then we're going to jump into some of the other stuff that you do.
Thank you, Francine. And just in case somebody is wondering, oh, my gosh, she does a lot of stuff. I'm Jamaican. So, as you know, they say eight jobs, got 10 two jobs, more to make it 10. I don't have enough jobs.
10 jobs, man.
You remember Watch and Live in Color back in the day? I would tell people, they said, girl, I said yes.
Absolutely.
My mom and dad at one point had 7 jobs between the two of them. And
oh, wow.
They were looking for another one. So
I understand.
You know, and it's just me. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
But, yeah. You know, I've been a nurse. This is my 21st year as a nurse. Nursing for me has it ended up being a second career. So I'm a woman of a certain age, may sound young, but I am young, I claim it.
Yes, you are.
Yeah,
yes, you are.
So nursing to me, you know, it's been a second career. This was back in, I think, 97 when I became a registered nurse. And for me, flexibility was always the biggest thing for me. You know, how can I serve? Wanted to still raise my family, and I really wanted to travel. So people said, why did you become a nurse? And you're a DJ, you work on the radio. I said, well, I became a nurse so I could be a DJ. In other words, I felt like I could move anywhere in the world, anywhere in the U.S., and still have a job, just in case.
Yeah,
but I also really, you know, had a love and care for people, because when I originally came out of high school, I wanted to go into nursing at the time. It didn't work out, so I went and I worked in the travel industry for about 8 to 10 years, and then made my way back to nursing. So that's how all of that happened. And you know what? And the great thing about it is I like to ask clients, or I like to ask people, what is the thing that's important to you? What's really important, you know, with your family, the things that you love, how you can serve, how you can make this world or this planet a better place? And amongst all of that, what's important to you? And for me, flexibility was always the key. It was always
wonderful.
The thing for me, you know, the freedom, the flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how that came about. And yes, making certain that I could, and not just me alone, but, you know, we could take care of our family. That was part of it, and still serve and still do the things that I loved. So that's how that happened. That's how the nursing part came about. And you know, I can't complain. No regrets there.
We're good. That is wonderful. And, of course, we applaud you for, you know, your career choice as being a nurse, because it takes special people to be nurses. It's like, you know, everybody, you know, when you're a little girl, you say, I want to be a doctor or an Indian chief or a lawyer, you know. But in those that want to be a nurse, that's a passion for them, you know. And any of those careers, there's a certain passion that you have to have for people. You know, now, I'm no Florence Nightingale. I can't be no nurse. I'm going to tell you, right?
I'll
be running.
It's that, you know, when people look at it, we make some really, you know, with nurses, and of course, you know, there are different capacities. I've always worked in critical care and emergency room. And so you're making decisions, you know, you're making decisions on the behalf of your clients, your patients. And so you are their advocate. You're their eyes and their ears. And sometimes with doctors, they're at their, you know, doctor's office, they're doing doctor stuff. You know, I'm not just saying all of them play golf, but they're doing other stuff.
Right.
And you're there.
Right.
So there are times that the nurse has to make some really serious decisions. Say, oh, maybe we need to look at this, do things a little bit different, and, of course, follow through the chain of command and do what's within our scope. So it's a lot of people say, oh, you guys have such beautiful hands. You're loving your gift. And I said, yeah, we also have to think fast and make very important decisions that could really determine, you know, let's just say we have to make some really important decisions. So I love the fact of, you know, being a nurturing individual, loving people and doing what I'm called to do. And so, yeah, thank you for recognizing all the nurses. Thank
Absolutely.
You very much for that, because it means a lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you deserve it. So we're going to hold that right there, that thought about the nurse, and we're going to move on.
And that's only one
to the,
job. I got 7 more to go.
We're going
to
move on. Look, we might not hear all 8 of the night folks, so we better have Miss Addison come back on so she can tell us about the rest of them. But we're going to jump right into this best-selling authorship. tell us about your book, the name of the book, and what a little bit about the contents and what you want people to get out of reading your book.
All right. So I tell you what happened, how I became a best-selling author. Somebody asked me, do you want to be in a book? I said, yeah, I want to be in a book. Me and another friend, and bam, we're in a book. Within a couple of months, we were, I think more than 12 on the Amazon best-selling list. And that was an anthology that I first came out. And that's with from the eWomen Network with Sandra Yancey and some really cool people. I mean, multimillionaires. It was pretty cool. And regular everyday people, there are maybe 30-something of us. So that was an anthology and was an awesome, awesome experience. After that, I started working on some journals. And actually, I sent yours today. And we're now working on a few other books. So for me, when I look at it, it's just really writing about your passion and really find out how can you make an impact on the world. So one of my books that's coming up, I did Embracing Your Awesome Power Within. And the next one that's coming up is Discover Your Awesome Power Within. And if you notice, there's a theme with Your Awesome Power Within, which is my coaching arm of what I do. Your Awesome Power Within was something that I just so loved. It resonated with me. And I said, I love it so much. It sounds like me. It feels like me. Trademark. Bam.
Yes.
So
yes.
You see a series of books. And this is what I want to tell people. There are times that you will get an idea that's downloaded in your spirit. It is in the middle of the night. Sometimes you write it on a piece of paper. Sometimes you think you're going to remember it, and you're not. So write it down. And this was something that I had for quite a while, and I kept it. And you might have seen the T-shirts, and you might have seen the design.
Yes.
Your Awesome Power Within, because it meant so much, and it says so much. And when I say to you, embrace your awesome power within, I don't even need to say anything else. It resonates. Mm. It resonates with people that the power is within us. But it's just for us to get the courage. It's just for us to allow ourselves to be supported by others. You know, not everybody's going to support you with everything. But I tell you what, like attracts like. And you need to be in the place where you're going to meet people as such. That's how I met you, Francine. We met at a conference. We met at a conference, and that's how I met some of the most amazing people. So not some people will try to rip you off. Some people will try to stab you in the back. Some people will try to sell you out, but not all of the people. So you
have to
step out in faith. And for me, your awesome power within means so much. And to discover it, you know, discover the purpose that's within you. What are you called to do? What are you, you know, what is that one thing? We always hear it. What is that one thing you're called to do? Or you're told that you do so well that people will tell you that you're so good at it that you'll even do it for free. It's not a cliche. It's a really, but what is it that you care about? Sometimes, you know, people are worried about, well, I have no money. Who's going to want this? We're worrying about all that other stuff. And then you say, well, I don't know how to start a business because I don't have any business. Let me tell you something. If you have a dream, everything starts with an idea. You take an action, accountability, and finding the support that you need. People will invest in you, but if you don't have anything, what are they going to invest in?
That's right.
What are they going to invest in? So that's the thing when I talk about your awesome power within. Discover that's within you. What are some of the things that make you who you are? Operating in integrity. That's how people would invest in you. If you decide to operate in integrity, if you choose not to, they don't have to spend another dime with you. They don't have to come your way again. You see? So that's why I'm telling people, you have a dream. You have a vision. You need to write it down. Look at it. Like they said, write the vision. Make it plain. But I'm going to tell you something. Even if you say, God, I don't know how this is going to happen. A slogan, Your Awesome Power Within, which was a T-shirt, that was a journal, a book. It's an actual LLC. It is an actual company. Do you see what I mean?
Wow.
It was just a thought. It was just a thought that now has a coaching academy underneath it. Your Awesome Power Within Academy. I'm saying this not to brag or boast, but everything begins with an idea.
Absolutely.
And you know, Francine, when I call you every now and then, I say, girl, finish another book.
by the fall. And you're like, it
that's
sounds
right.
like a plant shirt. I'm like, girl.
That's true.
So the book that's coming up, I know it said a lot, but the book that's coming up, it's, like I said, we have the journal, the 30-day journal. You can just jot things down and follow through for 30 days. And then the book will be coming out, Discover Your Awesome Power Within. And somebody said, why did you do the journal first? Well, when I was stepping away from bedside to say, okay, I'm going to become an entrepreneur and own my own business, I wanted to know, mm-hmm. what is my day going to be like as an entrepreneur?
Right.
And I knew that mm-hmm. I needed to have systems. I knew I needed to have structure and certain things in place. So I started to prepare myself. And over 3-4 years, I made preparation for that, you know. So, I love doing all these other things, but what is my why? What is that thing mm-hmm. that I love so much that I could combine everything and still make an impact on this planet and still be able to support and write a check and support the causes and the things that I love? Bam, duplicate myself. So that's where, which job are we on now, Francie?
Great. That is awesome, Auntie.
Like job 3.
I know. So before we go to job 3, just as Sharon stated, you know, we
is this? Yes. Is he on caffeine or what?
So before we go to the next part of the interview, can you please tell people how they can get this 30-day journal? If somebody's listening and they want to, you know, they don't have any structure, they don't have any systems, they don't know what to do, they don't know how to start a business, they don't know how they're going to go from one step to the next. Tell them how they can get your journal.
Okay, or if they just want to connect with me, can go on Facebook at, my last name is Addison, it's the Addison Media Group. She did say I work in radio, folks. So Addison Media Group, that's Addison Media Group. That's on Facebook. You can find us there. You can like us. There should be something with a journal if you wish to take advantage of that, or find me at addisonmediagroup.com. You know, and I love working with, I always say, you know, you're not able to serve everybody. And I can't do everything for everyone. And this is something, just give me a moment here. This is something that I say to people all the time. You have a gift, and that gift that you have is specifically for you, because maybe the people that you are called to serve, that is not my audience. Not
right.
because I don't want to serve them, but maybe
right.
I'm not equipped, or God didn't give me the gift in that he gave you or somebody else to serve
mm-hmm.
those individuals. And so that's an important
that's
part when we understand that. Who do you serve? What am I called here to do? And so the journal is pretty simple. It starts out like 5 a.m. I look at my day as an entrepreneur starting out at 5. And I always tell people, have some kind of routine, something that you
mm-hmm.
do. And prayer to me is quite important. So I spend the first 15, 30 minutes, you know, stumbling around sometimes, you know. No, just being really quiet. And then at 6, yeah,
mm-hmm.
I do. I stumble and get up, brush my teeth, do whatever I need to do. I make so much noise. My family used to say, oh, my God, Mommy, why do you make so much noise? So I learned how to be quiet and so to
okay.
be still. And then by 6 a.m., I do my prayer. Some of you have seen us online where we do a prayer. We still do our prayer from 6 a.m. to 6:15 a.m. It is powerful. It is impactful. We read the scriptures. There's a word for the day. And I come in and do what I do. And then we get you ready for your day. That's it. 15 minutes, you don't need anymore. If we go 20, I'm going to tell them it is too much, okay?
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
that's how I start my day off. And then if I have to go walking, go to the gym, it is good to have a routine. I'm telling you, it makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And by 9 a.m.,
yeah.
my office is open. So try to get there on time. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But that's what
yes.
it is. It's just really the structure. And then you look at the 3 most important things that you need to do for the day. Somebody will say, why do I need a journal? Write it in a book because I'm already giving you the blueprint. What are the 3 most important things you need to do for that day? And you need to follow
mm-hmm.
up and follow through. And that I always tell people at the end of the day, what are you grateful for? What are you grateful for? You know,
wow.
instead of watching the news, watching a movie and all of that stuff, it's pretty simple. You know, what are you grateful for? What are your wins? You know, what did you do today that you won for today? And you say, yeah, you know, I made a connection mm-hmm. with somebody. It made a difference. Did you follow up? Right. Did you follow through? And then you write your gratitude, and then it starts over. And the four things that I focus on in my coaching, it's your health, your wealth, your legacy, and your spirituality. And at the top, you just circle which one. But, you know, and it depends on what you have to do. I always tell people that you can't do everything every day. And what I've learned right. from many of the coaches, the people that I've worked with, every day is something different. I don't try mm-hmm. and do everything every day. I don't try to do marketing every day. You know, I don't try right. to do finances every day. I don't try to schedule clients every day. I don't try to see clients every day. You know what I mean? It's structured. So
yes,
it just brings
absolutely.
Order, and it brings structure mm-hmm. to your life. So that's pretty much what that is. And then, yeah, when the book comes out now, the 30 days along with that, then, you know, you can just combine the two, do what you like. But I just mm-hmm. thought that I wanted people to write it down, write the vision, make it plain. They do the work and see what it's all
absolutely.
About. And it also comes with a 30-day free e-course. So,
oh,
yeah.
good. Wow. That's amazing and wonderful. And I'm excited to get my book when it comes in. I'm going to get my journal first.
And then
I'll get my journal. And then when the book comes out, I'm getting the book. So, full disclosure. Yes, full disclosure to my audience. I do know Sharon. Okay. Can y'all tell that we know each other? Because sometimes they be like, damn, she's got a lot of information going on. But, and so thank you, Sharon, for that. And I'm all excited about getting my journal, so I'll be looking for that from you. So let's talk a little bit about your radio show and tell them and, you know, what time it comes. Are you still doing the show now? Because we need to talk.
Well,
I need to back up because I'm getting a little bit ahead.
Now, like, oh, my God, this is the real Amon. Living color.
No, not at all. This is this is about friends, family, and entrepreneurship. So I'm telling y'all, folks, this is what a real entrepreneur does. You know what I mean? So if you own a small business, there is a difference in a small business owner and an entrepreneur, and people need to learn the difference.
I tell you what, folks.
Yeah.
This mm-hmm. is it. When people think that coaching is the only thing I do, I combine the things that I love. And so radio for
right.
me, I do it once a week. I've been doing radio. I've been a nurse 21 years, and I've been into music and radio for 24 years. So mm-hmm. something I loved, I fell into it, you know, did some public relations. You know what? I always do what I love, and it always came easy to me. So I wasn't at the hanging
yes.
out at the mall shopping kind of girl. I would just raise
right.
my family. My daughters would come to the studio with me on Saturdays, you know, and that's what mommy does. You know, once a week, it doesn't bother me. And so out of that, I was able to do Spotlight on Gospel. You can find us spotlightongospel.org. And it's a radio show. And there were some other things I did with it, too. And I've been recognized in the Caribbean and world gospel music audience for the music that I played and the doors that I opened up. So that's why I tell people, when you do what you love, it doesn't seem like work. It is
right.
It becomes a part of your routine. So I go and play music for 4 hours, you know, what, once a week, and I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
Some people spend more time at the hairdresser or at the
right.
mall. I work as a nurse
yeah.
3 days a week. I'm done. That's it. 3 12-hour shifts. Don't get me to work anymore. That was it. And so
mm-hmm.
I had 4 days to do whatever I wanted to do, which is what I did. And so I did that for quite a few years. We just took a little break. And we launch a podcast, so that all of that will be coming out. And then I still go into the studio and do work. And so that's it. You don't have to give up the thing.
That's
if
right.
you could do it, the best question one of my business coach asked me, and I believe every coach should have a coach, and that's how I was prepared
that's true.
To move away from a six-figure salary. Oh, Lord.
I know.
Yeah, to create
yes.
something else. Because this is the thing. People will say, I don't have money to invest in a coach. I don't have money to give you. First of all, you're not giving me money. You're investing
mm-hmm.
in yourself. And when I chose
so,
to make
right.
that investment, Francine, look at this. I'm a nurse, right? That's just
mm-hmm.
me. But this is so much this body can do with these pen jobs, right? The other
right.
stuff is
that's right, man.
My actual work is a nurse, days a week, 2 to 3 days a week. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, kids are grown now, empty nester. So look at this. And for you in the audience, you're listening. You keep saying, have a job, have a job. Have that work in that nursing home. Why not? Why don't you own the nursing home? Why don't
That's
you
right.
own the home care? And so I chose to duplicate myself, right?
Mm-hmm.
If one of me can make this, what would 10 of me do?
That's
and
right.
So I can pull back so I don't have to do all the work. And this is when it talks about making investments. The biggest thing to me as a coach is the courage to step out in faith. I don't care if it's
mm-hmm.
one patient that you can see. I don't care if you want to register your business, get your LLC, do whatever you want, get the insurance, get whatever you need, and you only have one patient, that is your business. That's one patient
That's right.
where you're going to start. That's one
yeah.
client. Remember, I had you on the phone one day, Francine, and I'm like, nope, nope, we're changing this. We're changing your prices. We're doing this. Do you remember that?
Right.
Call?
I do remember that. Oh, I do remember that.
Yeah,
yes.
And I hope you implemented it.
I did. I took everything you said
yes.
and I
yeah,
write
and
it down because I'm believing
and
writing things
and
down and work on it. Yes. Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, we were worried that it's somebody going to buy it. Listen, there's
mm-hmm.
Walmart, there's JCPenney, there's Macy's, and then there's Neiman Marcus, and there's Nordstrom
yes.
and Saks.
That's right.
And all of them are making some money.
Absolutely.
You get what I'm saying? So I don't care. People,
it's enough
I love
to go
Walmart.
Around.
I like to walk around and walk. There's enough for us.
Yes.
You don't have to put yourself in a box that somebody won't. People say, where do I get the money for coaching? Listen, I have a client overseas. I said, girl, what are you good at? She said, girl, I can bake me some banana bread with her. She's in the Bahamas. She said,
yes.
She said, to be my coach, I said, well, go make some banana bread. And you know what?
Mm-hmm.
She made some banana bread, and she started doing some like some administrative work. And her banana
mm-hmm.
bread outdid the administrative work. But what I showed
yes.
her was this. I said, it's not so much you working money to give to me. I'm showing you how to be resourceful. Because even
right.
if I'm not around and you know that you're in a bind, you can make some banana bread. You can do some administrative work. I've had clients who even went to drive Uber. And they're doing really well. Took themselves
right.
out of debt. You understand me? I have
right.
this thing, 30 ways how you can make money. I have a client who that she chose, I'm not telling people to do it, to turn her one of her place into an Airbnb.
Okay.
Folks, y'all need to stop playing. The opportunities
mm-hmm.
are there. So, and these are some of the things that's on my prayer line. People will tap in. They were like, whoa, this is different. Because.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Everything first and everything else will be added. And I trust and I believe God. And that's my thing. If that's what I'm called to do, to inspire other people, not just to make you feel good, you know, not
right.
just to make you feel good, to inspire you so you can take action, allow yourself to be held accountable and allowed to be uncomfortable. Because there were some days that my money was acting funny and my kids
oh,
acted
yeah.
like they had no sense. But I said, but God.
That's right.
I said, Lord, you're not going to give me more than I can chew. So I just want to encourage
truth.
Your audience, whatever it is that you're
Thank
called
you.
To do, even after this call, I want you to write it down somewhere. Just write it down. Don't worry about
mm-hmm.
doing it or how it's going to happen. Once you write it down, you are already sending a signal to your brain, and God is listening. People like to talk about the universe and all of this stuff. I'm saying God is listening. Let him
yes,
know the
is.
Desires of your heart, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, and the right people, opportunities, and situation will show up. But you're going to go through some stuff because you're supposed to go through some stuff. I'm telling you, God is good, and he'll never leave you, nor will he forsake you.
And that is the truth. Well, Miss Edison, our time has come to an end. I know I'm gonna have to have you back. I have to do an hour show with you. Yes, yes. I have to have you come back on the show, and once I get my journal, and then we can do a segment on that, and so people can really
yes.
know how to dive
and
in and get to work.
30 days to write your quote. Listen, Francine, I'm
yes.
going to take it and share it now. Maybe every day you write a quote, and after 30 days, you have a book of 30 days of quotes. Bam!
I heard
that. Well, I don't care if it's only
audience.
Two sentences. They're yours. And you.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Sharon, so much for coming on the show tonight. It has been a blast. I'm going to have you back. Audience, the show is over. It just went so quick, but thank you for tuning in.
Oh,
this
and
is
tell
the
me
issues
where to
concerning
find me
women.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Addison
and, Sharon
Media
Addison
on
is
Facebook.
On
Facebook.
Yes.
Yeah,
and
Addison
I am
Media
on
Facebook. Yeah.
Yes, Addison Media Group on Facebook. So contact her, get on her spotlight show in the early in the morning, get some of that good word. Sharon, you are a blast, my sister. Thank you so much. I had such a good time, and we'll do this again. So audience,
absolutely.
Have a
thank
wonderful
you.
Evening. Thank you, and we'll be back next Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and Veronica will be back next week. Take care. God bless you all. Bye-bye.